Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Need a cold coffee with a bold flavor? Dunkin' Cold K-Cup pods were specially crafted for cold coffee. Brew over ice straight out of the Keurig coffee maker for smooth, delicious Dunkin' taste you know and love. Find your next Dunkin' Cold coffee in the roasted coffee aisle.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Oh, hey, good morning. Welcome back. You're listening to Donna and Steve on My Talk 107.1, everything entertainment. Let's talk music.
Give me a beat.
It's time to talk music.
I enjoy music.
With Donna Valentine.
Yee-haw!
And Steve Patterson.
You like Huey Lewis on the news?
This is the beat.
Okay. This is an interesting story, I think. Remember we had the story about Nicki Minaj and that song that her song was called Sorry. But I guess it was like a derivative of Tracy Chapman's song, Baby, Can I Hold You? And apparently the cost of her using that is $450,000. So instead of going to trial over that song, Nicki Minaj made the offer to pay her $450,000. And she said, okay.
I'd love to get a $450,000 check.
Damn.
Like
right?
A one-off. I think that sounds good for everybody.
I think so, too. So, this also takes away having to pay, you know, legal fees and all that stuff when it goes to jury. For Tracy Chapman.
Juror. I love Tracy Chapman. I'm happy to see her getting some of this money.
I know, me too. She's so good. I want to hear new music from her. So she filed this case back in 2018, and the reason this suit came about, because this song is not on Nicki Minaj's album, Queen. It was actually leaked to a DJ, a radio DJ, and then the song ended up on the internet. And so, of course, Tracy Chapman gets wind of it, like, hey, this song sounds like your song. And that's where that song came from. So good on her.
Well, that's...
Yay!
That's good.
Woo!
I think it's good. This is great. You Got a Fast Car. That's my...
Such a good song. That's such a good album.
Tracy... It is. Oh, yeah. My sister had that album, and that's how I came to know Tracy Chapman. What was that? Probably released around 95?
We're about to find out.
96? 95? Or it could have been earlier, and maybe my sister introduced me to it late. I feel like it's a mid-90s situation.
You think mid-90s, huh?
I think. What do you think, early?
I was thinking a little earlier. Yeah.
Stand by.
I was.
I'm going to beat you to it.
88?
No.
Which album?
Wow. Fast Car. 1988.
There you go.
Holy cow.
So you're just a little baby buddy boo.
I was 5 years old, sucking my thumb.
88. Yeah, so I was in college.
What were the other songs on that album? It was a great, great album. She was nominated for Song of the Year at the Grammys.
Oh, talking about a revolution was a good one.
Oh, yes.
Baby, Can I Hold You?
Oh, revolution. Boy, that's been a minute since I have heard
that's
that song.
That's a great song. So good on her.
Yeah, it's really great.
Are you prepared mentally to talk about Harry Styles right now?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
I'm really feeling pro Jason Sudeikis right now.
I understand.
Because I'm watching Ted Lasso. We'll talk about it at 11.
Okay, cannot wait to hear about that.
So I feel like an investment in this story that I probably wouldn't have felt on Friday.
Okay. Olivia Wilde is now in a relationship with Harry Styles.
Okay.
What?
It's just a little bit of your jersey when you say Harry. Harry Styles.
How do you say it?
You say
like Gary.
Great. Gary, yeah. Florida. Harry.
So, what happened was...
Uh-oh.
Listen, these guys have been engaged for 7 years.
No kidding, I know.
Seven years. Never gotten married. Apparently, she called off her engagement in early November, but somebody close to the situation is saying it was only after she had already gotten close to Harry Styles. Mm-hmm.
Now, I read through and you're hearing back. You're hearing both sides of this.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to choose which one you're going to believe.
They have two kids. That's the part that
makes it so sad.
Yeah, for sure. He proposed to her back in January of 2013. And their kids are young, too. They're like 6 and 4.
Right.
And I think they were living a bi-coastal kind of situation. And that had created arguments. Because I guess he's in New York and she's in L.A.
Hmm.
And these two, you know, it's not going to last. That's the thing.
What's the bi-coastal living?
No, the relationship with Harry Styles.
Oh.
That's not going to last.
Well, yeah. And the article says that Jason Sudeikis' top priority is family. And so it sounds like she was the one who wanted out. And that's how the article reads.
Mm-hmm.
And so now I just imagine this sad Jason Sudeikis who has watched his family unit break apart, which I just can't imagine how difficult.
You know who I blame?
Who?
Shia LaBeouf.
Okay.
It's all his fault.
Wait a second. You can't just throw his name in randomly now. What are you talking about?
He was supposed to have the role that Harry Styles ended up getting in this movie that she was directing.
And there's no way. Is that what you mean? There's no way she would have fallen in love with Shia.
Oh, no, that's not what I'm saying. If he wasn't such a screw up, he would have stayed in the role. Yeah, I assume not, because, you know.
Yeah.
The old take a left turn wouldn't have gotten pulled over, you know.
Right,
you know.
Exactly. Thank you, Grant.
I see where your head's at there.
Thank you. Yeah. So
the butterfly effect.
Yes.
Is that what that's called?
Yeah, it's how one decision impacts all of the other decisions. Everything is a ripple. And it affects the next thing and the next ripple. Thing and the next thing.
Ripple. Congratulations to Taylor Swift, by the way. The first act to have the best-selling album of the year 5 times. 5 times. You got to get on board, Steve.
I told you that Elizabeth came back and said, oh, you have to watch Folklore on Disney+. Now I'm getting hit from all sides. You here on the radio.
Liz, I don't know. It might be a little too slow moving for you. You know, because it is very, it's just very lazy. Not lazy in the content, but just kind of a lazy feel to it.
A relaxed pace.
Yes. Yes. I am Grant. Have you seen it?
No, I have not.
Oh, God, you guys.
We're sorry, first of all. I speak on behalf of both I am Grant and I.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know what, Steve? It's okay that we haven't. And, you know, some people try things, some people don't, to each their own, right?
Donna's really deep into Taylor Swift,
though. She's so good. She's at the top of her game right now. I want you to be able to enjoy it. The music she's putting out. I don't have the new album, though. I don't have Evermore.
Let's take a break.
I don't know.
I want to take a break so that you can decompress. Hey, let's talk about Meghan and Harry. Clarence, what they're doing in regards to social media,
yes.
Where you might be seeing more of them or less of them.
Yes, Queen.
We'll dig into Queen, royal family, when we return, coming up on Donna and Steve on My Talk.
Donna and Steve on My Talk, 107.1. Everything entertainment. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle have quit social media.
Woo-woo!
They are abandoning their personal and business accounts. This is according to British tabloid, so
yeah. Do we trust them? I don't know.
I don't know. But they're saying that it's because of all the negativity on various social media platforms. Meghan has spoken very, very openly about being trolled online, and at one point she said it was almost unsurvivable. Wow, that's sad.
Yeah, I get why it would, for folks like that, too. You know, it's almost the bigger you get, the more idiots you have who follow you and try to say mean things. And I mean, they're in the millions, so scale. You could just say, well, just block them. But when you have millions of followers,
yeah,
that's a full-time job then, just keeping up on the comments and all of that kind of garbage.
I just cannot understand. I've never written anything publicly that's mean. Like, I don't know how people could go on feeling good about themselves.
Yeah, I hear you, sister.
Isn't that crazy?
I know. It's crummy. And I still haven't watched The Social Dilemma yet. So I don't know if they get into that negative side of social media as well or not, trolling and just folks being jacked up. But you get it. You get why people just say, no, I'm all good. I saw Josh Brolin on, I follow him on the gram. What? I can't follow him on the gram?
He seems a little scary to me.
Really?
Yeah,
no.
He seems like he would pick a bar fight with someone.
Well, that's right up your alley there.
Yeah, that's exactly right. This is your kind of guy. How did you meet? He slammed a saloon chair over my back. And I turned to see who it was, and I looked into those eyes. No, Josh Brolin, who, he's actually an interesting, he's an odd follow on Instagram, is how I would put it. I believe he's sober. And speaks to his sobriety here and there. And just the other day, on Saturday, woke up in the desert, not like abandoned and lost. I think he was in Santa Fe. And said he had a strong feeling that occurred to him out there in the desert, that it was time to put social media away. And he said, so maybe bye for now, or maybe bye for good. And then he signed off with a smile.
Didn't he, I like that, didn't he post a picture of himself totally naked drinking a cup of coffee?
I think so, yeah. He seems like a thoughtful guy. I bet you he and I would disagree on a whole bunch of things, but
like,
I think he's a thoughtful guy.
I don't know. I'm going to say something that maybe I shouldn't unless I
know him.
Look it up.
I just thought
there was some domestic issues.
Jeez Louise.
I'm sorry, Steve.
Hang on. Now I have to search Josh Brolin domestic. Josh Brolin addresses his 2004 domestic violence arrest involving Diane Lane.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what he says about it. I would hope that he has.
That might be why I have that like angry guy vision in my head. Sorry.
Yeah, well, kind of just ruined him for me. No, I'm just kidding.
Well,
no,
but,
rightfully so, if it's right.
But again, I think he's sober now, and so hopefully he's a changed man.
Yes.
I mean, what a horrible thing to be involved in, to be sure. But hopefully a changed man. Anyway, look, it looks like he's in Santa Fe. I'm no genius here, but I think he's in Santa Fe. He didn't say where he is, Donna, but I look at it, and I think he's in Santa Fe.
What is Santa Fe like? I want to go so
Santa
bad.
Santa Fe.
It just looks like there'd be, like, all sorts of, like, folksy artwork, museums.
Yep, you got that. Yep, and it's all very, what's the color? Beige in color.
Sure, like the cactusy and tumbleweedish.
Cactusy and brown. A lot of people, when I lived in Albuquerque, they would love to do a day trip up to Santa Fe. It was only about an hour north of Albuquerque, New Mexico. And it's got a cute little downtown area, and it's nice. It's
That's it.
Nice.
I'm going.
Wait, Donna.
I'm going to go.
Hang on.
I'm going to go.
Hang on.
Okay.
It's nice. I thought it was a smidge overrated for what I liked, but, you know, I'm not the ideal person to be there. If you're a retiree, you'll love Santa Fe. I was going up there with two young kids at the time.
Oh, sure.
It's, you know, you're sitting in a restaurant. Restaurants are misery for a certain portion of your kids' childhood, their early childhood especially. They're just not fun.
No.
So,
I just think it looks real, real pretty. Utah-ish.
It is. I think Utah is prettier. Portions of Utah are prettier than New Mexico and Santa Fe. You ever drive through Utah?
No.
You're carving through red rocks. They're on each side of the highway. It's jaw-dropping portions of Utah that you drive through.
Okay, now this.
All right.
With a minute remaining in our little segment here, if I asked you to guess what the most popular dog name is today that's also becoming one of the most popular human names.
Oliver.
What? Oh, that name. If I had a son, I would name him Oliver. That is incorrect. It's a female name.
Lynn.
Lou.
Lulu.
Luann.
Lunin. Luna. 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 Na. Na. Luna.
Luna. How did you get that? Oh,
I don't know.
It
came to me. I'm in a zone.
Luna is last year, according to BabyCenter.com, Luna was the 18th most popular name. And but it jumped up from 22nd in 2019, and it's gradually just been getting some traction since 1995.
Thank you.
Luna, Daisy, Bella, Lucy, Penny, Stella, Lola, Piper, Ruby, and Willow. And now,
remember the movie Willow with the little guy?
Oh, yes. Oh, man.
I don't.
That brings me back.
There is a game that we will play together. Donna is currently in the lead, 3-2. It's the College of Pop Culture Knowledge. You can play 651-641-1071. Give us a call. College of Pop Culture Knowledge next on Donna and Steve.
Hey, guys. It's Donna and Steve. We going to play a game.
Time to go to college.
It's time to attend the College of Pop Culture Knowledge.
It's like quiz ball.
Three trivia questions to find out who's smarter. Donna.
Donna's the smart one.
Or Steve.
His brain ain't right, but it's fun.
And here's your host, I am Grant.
I want to see how smart you are.
All right, guys. Like you guys mentioned earlier, Donna is in the lead right now with a score of 3-2 for the 6th edition of the College of Pop Culture Knowledge. Nice job last week, Donna. And we have Pam on the phone from Brooklyn Park. Pam, how are you today?
I'm pretty well, thanks.
Awesome. All right. And just a little fun fact about Brooklyn Park here. 60 different parks, which make up 1,300 acres of parkland within Brooklyn Park.
Wow. Yeah. Fun fact.
They earned the name then.
Yes.
You can't just slap a park on the backside of something. Got to have the parks to prove it.
I like where your head's at.
All right.
All right, guys. So today's topic.
Yeah.
Celebrity meltdowns. Celebrity meltdowns, okay? And you are playing for, Pam, a My Talk t-shirt. And now, as you know, the score is 3-2. Donna is currently in the lead.
Yeah!
Who would you like to play with, Pam? Donna.
Let's go Steve.
Thank you. I am the underdog now. Oh,
that's funny.
Yeah, okay, get out of here, Donna. Right.
Bye,
it's
Donna.
Lonely at the top.
Going to get coffee, bye.
All right, just me and you, Pamalama Ding Dong.
All right, so Pam, as I mentioned earlier, just wait while Steve answers these questions. Steve, I'll start the timer as soon as I ask the first. After I ask the first question,
I have one quick question for Pam.
Yeah,
Pam, when you see Pam cooking spray, is it just whatever? It's a brand, or are you like, wow? Because if there was Steve cooking spray, I think I'd like that.
I guess I haven't thought too much about it. I do use it though. So
Pam.
Hey, you're not alone, Steve. Whenever I see Grant Street or Grant Park, I'm right there with you, dude. Yeah. I always think, well, that's nice.
That's nice.
All right.
All right, let's go.
Celebrity meltdowns. This actor recently lost his control on the set of his new movie and tore into crew members for breaking specific rules and told them they'd be blanking gone if it happens again.
Tommy Cruise.
This actor put up a fit and was kicked off an airplane for refusing to stop playing the game Words with Friends.
Alec Baldwin.
In 2007, this pop star had a bit of a meltdown and shaved her head as a cry for help. Who is it?
Britney Spears.
Okay, you did pretty well there, Steve. Didn't need that timer.
I'm already emotionally prepared for a tiebreaker if we go to it. I think I already know what it's going to be. I'll just say that.
You might. You probably know where I'm going, but I'm going to go get Donna here, guys. You
all right, Pam,
talk amongst yourself.
We don't even need you there because we're just locked and loaded. That's a 3-for-3. I think there's a chance that Donna gets 2-for-3, but if I had to bet on something, I'd say we're going to overtime.
I think you might be right there. All right, Donna, you ready to rock and roll?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Do you want the thinking music or not?
Sure, I'll take the music.
Okay, we're going to take the music today.
Okay.
Again, just you know how this goes. I'm going to ask a question. I'll start the timer.
Okay.
This actor recently lost his control on the set of a new movie and tore into crew members for breaking specific rules and told them they'd be blanking gone if it happened again.
Tom Cruise.
This actor put up a huge fit and was kicked off an airplane for refusing to stop playing the game Words with Friends.
Alec Baldwin.
In 2007, this pop star had a bit of a mental meltdown and shaved her head as a cry for help.
Britney Spears.
Oh, all right. Well, you guys are obviously confident there.
Yeah, Grant, that was the easiest quiz we've ever
had. Shut up, Steve.
And for you, I'm now going to play a C chord, and then I'll slide it 2 frets.
This is the easiest quiz we've ever had. Well, now that we're tied, make sure, Pam, you're ready to scream it out when you know it.
Come on, Pammy.
And I bet you, Steve, you know where I'm going with this. You guys might know where I'm going with this, but name it when you know it.
Oh,
Christian Bale.
Christian Bale.
Donna didn't even say the right name.
No,
what'd she say?
I said Charlie Sheen.
Oh, that was the one from last week. Winning. That was my one from last week.
Yeah.
Well, Steve, Pam, look what you got. You got a t-shirt. Woo!
Ding, 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 ding. Pew, pew, pew.
Way to go, Steve.
Pam, I did it for you. I did it for everyone in your ether.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Hey, do yourself a favor, Pam, and you go home and you open up your pantry and you look at that can of Pam cooking spray that you've never thought of before and realize how fortunate you are to have your name on such a well-known can.
I will do that. Just right, you.
I love you.
Bye, Pam.
Bye, thanks.
Congrats. All Pam. Right, all right, all right.
Pam is my best friend.
Yeah, that was a little easy, guys. I'll have to come up with some.
Nope, that was fine.
No.
That was fine.
You could, Grant, I feel like that's the intro quiz. That's the beginner level. Hey, let's set us to intermediate at least.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, Steve.
Yes?
Simmer. Simmer.
Aren't you a big Christian Bale fan? I thought you were Donna.
I love. Oh,
Steve is.
Okay. I think he's really cute.
Okay, so Steve does.
Oh, and you probably really play a little bit more of that. Him yelling at the crew. She'll probably be all.
I like
into
crabby
it.
Guys.
Oh, good for you.
Poor guy.
Oh, geez. I mean, it's tough to have some of your worst moments documented.
Oh,
I really like that sound, though. Can we hear that one more time?
Absolutely.
Oh, good for you.
Okay, I want that on
you can hear a little
bit
of the accent, too.
I want that on the soundboard. I'd like that as one of our drops.
Oh, Grant,
it's already on.
Is it already there?
Yeah, this one's staying permanently, for sure.
Oh, my God.
Like, for instance, here's how we could use it. I come in like a dweeb, and I say, well, I think I figured out how to get crispy chicken wings on my chicken wings.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good for you.
Yes. Yes. I need access to that, by the way.
Oh, geez. Hey, Donna.
Hey, Steve, when did you get here?
I have been here since 2018.
Oh, good for you.
All right, I'm done.
Did you know that there is a Level app on your phone?
I did.
Cue the sounder.
He's taking.
Oh, good for you.
I did because I've used it in a moment of desperation.
I couldn't find my level on.
Oh, I have measuring tape too. Right here.
You have a. Oh, yeah, the measuring tape. Yeah, that's a pretty cool one. So, but I downloaded the Level app because I couldn't find it and I was hanging some things in my daughter's room. And I will tell you what is really crazy about this Level app. First of all, it's got 5 stars. Okay? If you like that, it's got 5 stars.
And it's easy to put your phone just right on top of whatever you're trying to hang.
Well, that's what's really interesting. So it's called Bubble Level. That's the name of the app.
Bubble Level.
Bubble Level Level. Harry Styles does the intro song for it when you open up the Level app. Bubble Level Level. But here's what's crazy. When you put it, when you put your phone will be vertical, okay? And then that way, because if you're laying it on its side, it's a little trickier because there are little knobs and nodules on the side of your phone for power, for all of that. Yeah. But when you put it there, you level it, then you hear a little beep whenever it gets perfectly level, and it really... It saved me. What? It saved me, Donna.
Yeah, we don't have to buy anything ever.
Well, okay, wait a second.
We got flashlights, we got calculators, we have voice memos, we have measuring tape, I have a compass.
Do you know what I bought for my brother Scooty this Christmas?
A foot massager.
Well, first of all, I got him a putting green, rollout putting green. That was part one. Part two... After I said to my wife the day before Christmas, do you think I didn't spend enough on Scooty's gift? And
I
she
do.
Immediately said, yeah, I don't think you did.
Oh.
So then I went and I purchased a tool that I said you will never buy for yourself, but anytime you use it, you will be happy that you did. It is a, do you know a socket wrenchy thing?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what's the name of that?
Do you know, Grant?
Well, I mean, a socket wrench. I mean, is it the socket itself or the wrench?
It's the socket part. Here's the deal.
So you got the set of the okay, you go on.
No, I got him a magnetic king socket. So what? It's a universal socket.
Oh, I see.
And it, imagine a bunch of little magnets on the inside of it. So, you know, yes. When you say, oh, what size do I need?
Mm-hmm.
Instead, you put this thing over any size socket and it by magnets pushes the other ones in and then connects to whatever it is that you need. And it's not just sockets. It's all sorts of random little nuts and bolts that you're trying to loosen.
Oh, my gosh.
And it has good reviews on Amazon and I bought it for him. And let me tell you, if I had a nickel for every ooh and every ah that I heard when he opened his gift, I'd be a rich man.
Oh, so, good okay. for you.
So wait a second. Did you give this to him after the holidays?
No. I ordered it and I showed him a video and said, this will be arriving soon.
Okay, got it. What, don't you guys have a limit? Like, don't you have a number that you
Nobody set spend? A limit this year. I think in the past we've said 50, and then people usually land somewhere between 50 and 75. Sometimes okay. you could even sniff up toward 100, but there was no, hey, it's $20.
Okay, here's the thing. If somebody says our limit is $50, you spend $50, right?
Mm.
You don't spend $13 and go, well, I didn't go over the limit.
Yeah.
Right?
But yes, you're absolutely right about that. But you also might go a little over. Are you okay with going over?
Yes. I just wanted to make sure. Because I followed the rules, and I feel like maybe some other people were like, well...
Wait a minute.
What?
Who got you? Who cheaped out?
Don't worry about it.
It was Sue.
No, it
Your
wasn't.
Your sister Sue
no,
is known, your words not mine, for being a... Frickin' cheapskate.
No, that's not true. She's
except
very
when it comes to cigarettes. That's what you say about her.
She's very generous and she doesn't smoke. When we come back on the Donna and Steve show. Wow, that was like a bonus tip.
A bonus tip before the tip.
I got a cute Valentine's Day gift idea for dudes who like meat.
Well, Steve.
I love meat.
I know, but...
Are you getting me this gift?
No, but I'm going to recommend it to your wife when we come back on My Talk.
Good morning. Welcome back. Donna and Steve on My Talk 107.1. We are everything entertainment. Donna Valentine, Steve Patterson.
Hi, everyone. Hey. Welcome in. Welcome in. Happy to have you.
Sorry. Time for a tip.
Everybody on the show getting tipsy.
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 You know, you could write a letter to your future self at futureme.org. Did I tell you this already?
You did, yeah.
Yeah, and then you just choose when you want it to be mailed to you. Emailed. Okay?
All right. Do you know you can get a universal socket tool? Have I told you this already?
Yes. Did you know the best way to get crispy wings?
Is... Pat them dry and then sprinkle them with baking
soda powder.
Grant, I don't know. You probably missed that.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like I mastered my first recipe yesterday.
Oh.
And it was wings. And the tip is you dry them thoroughly and then sprinkle baking powder over all of the chicken wings.
Okay.
And then put them in the fridge for a few hours. 1 to 3. 3 is best. If you can do 3, it's great.
You cover them with the baking powder?
You're dusting. You don't need to cover them. Okay. We're dusting them, but make sure you get both sides. So dust one side, toss them, dust again. Leave them in the fridge for 3 hours. That baking powder in conjunction with the refrigerator is drying out all of the moisture in the skin. The moisture in the skin is what makes the skin on chicken wings rubbery because that starts to steam whenever you increase the heat. And so if you get rid of it, then you're more likely to crisp it up. And even, let me just say, thank you for asking, the black pieces of chicken. So they're every time you cook, I cooked 60 wings yesterday.
Whoa.
When you do that, and they're little party wings, but when you do that, Some that are closer to the fire the whole time come out black. The other ones, there's various levels of char. Even the ones that were really charred, and I'll send this over to you guys right now. Thank you for asking that as well. Were delicious.
Mm.
Oh, I almost prefer them to the non super charred, but I wanted a little bit of char on each of them. Just send you an image, gang.
Okay, so I got a life hack calendar for Christmas.
Yes.
And just some of the stuff on here is so stupid. It's the same one you had, Steve, because on the back there's the Daily Extra, you know?
Oh, I love the Daily Extra.
But on the front, today is a Chipotle hack.
Oh, tell me everything.
So dumb. It says here, wait to ask for double meat until after the employee has put the first scoop of meat on your burrito.
Leaping love it. And that's the truth. I don't know why people in those assembly lines of food, like at Chipotle's, which I love, I always feel like I've done something wrong.
True.
If I ask, like, you know, could you put a little more rice in there? They give you a look like you're a child they're disappointed in.
Right.
I don't know why that is. That's a great tip, though, because they'll just do the same amount of meat, but you said double, and so you think you're getting double? Wait until later.
Right.
Can I say a tip as well?
Let me just finish.
Sorry.
That way, the size of the first scoop isn't compromised by the knowledge that you're getting a second scoop.
I agree.
I don't understand.
You don't understand?
So you don't want them to give you a little less?
Well,
they might give you more if they think you're only getting one scoop.
Yeah. So if you say double meat beforehand, then whatever meat they put on, you will assume is double meat. Whereas if you wait until they have fully portioned out your the regular portion of meat, okay, and then you say double meat, then you're really going to ensure that you get more.
Okay.
Now, here's my thought with buying a vehicle.
Vehicle.
I've always thought you could do this. You go to a place that prices out your car. Okay. Now, you could do this on Kelley Blue Book. You could do this at CarMax. They'll actually give you a written offer, yada, yada. You then go to the dealer. And you negotiate the best deal you can. Spend a while, the back and the forth, walk into the manager's office, the whole thing. The whole rigmarole. And then they say, well, that's the best price we can do. And then you say, well, you know what? I actually do have a trade-in. How much will you give me for this? Because if you say I have a trade-in early, I just think that sometimes dealerships can get in a position where they are fudging numbers and making you think you got a deal, and they lose you with all the MSRP and the after, the blah, blah, blah,
okay,
blah.
Okay, so hold out is basically our tip for today.
Hold out.
Just
hold.
Wait.
Out.
I have another tip. Valentine's Day is just around the corner. Did you happen to look at that link that I put in there?
No, I don't want to think about Valentine's Day already.
It's super cute, especially if you're into texture. So Jack Lynx has a heart-shaped box with fur all over it with beef jerky inside for your dude.
That's cute. I like it. Jack Lynx, they're good at marketing, man.
They're so funny.
They are really fun. That's cool.
I link that up so everyone can see the link I'm up.
Yeah.
Super cute. I love fuzzy things, you know?
Yes.
Like fuzzy purses and fuzzy blankets, like fur covered stuff.
I do too.
Do you, Steve?
I do.
You're my best friend.
I like things that have, a difference of visual texture and the feel is different as well.
Yes.
I hear you, sister. Can I give a tip?
Sure. Everybody on the show getting tipsy.
Everybody on the show. Have you heard of Wagyu beef?
Nope.
Thanks for helping us fill the time.
Wagyu?
Wagyu. W-A-Y-G-U. Search that. If you're near a computer,
play isn't that like some kind of really fancy beef?
It's a really fancy beef. So like, let me tell you this. There's a spot called wildforkfoods.com. I've never been there before. I don't know much about these folks, but that's one place that online you can buy Wagyu beef. But they have a New York strip steak. It's 1 pound. It costs $119.
Bye.
Wait a second. I have now talked to two people who are big time barbecue guys, and they rave about Wagyu beef. And they say, look, it's expensive and you're not going to want to spend the money, but it will be so good. So if you look at the picture, I guess this is a little bit of a tip as to why it's priced so high, why they say it's so good, this Wagyu beef. There is marbling throughout the entire filet. And it is, so instead of just having like fat around the edge of a steak, the whole steak is, when it's raw, looks white like the fat and red. Speckled throughout is the white, which makes it fall apart tender. The one guy said, you don't even need teeth to eat this steak. He ate it, he made it live and then ate it on Instagram. And he was like, this is unbelievable. You could get a I think a ribeye for just $39 a pound. And so I'm thinking of getting a ribeye. I'm not going to spend $120 having never cooked this before. I don't want to butcher it.
Right.
But $39.98, I could get it delivered. Wonder if Von Hansen's or a meat market locally Wagyu. Has Wagyu.
That's what, Japanese?
Let me say it again. It's Wagyu.
Wagyu.
Wagyu. No. It's W-A-G-Y-U.
That's Wagyu. The name of the Baby Yoda.
No, that's Grogu. That's Grogu. Don't eat Grogu.
I don't know. I can't see spending that much money on something that just ends up in the toilet, you know?
Okay.
Donna. What? It's true.
You're like talking to one of my children right now. Look, it all ends up in the toilet. Everything.
That's true.
But think about a nice bottle of wine.
That's true.
Ends up in the toilet.
You're right. That's why I drink the cheap stuff.
Grant, have you ever had Wagyu beef?
I have not.
Well, you're in for a treat because Steve has volunteered to make some for the whole show.
Donna!
When are we coming over, Steve?
Yes, Steve.
Never!
We got to meet your family. Apparently you have one. I don't know about it. But
I know. I'm still behind on bringing the old producer over to the house. I still owe Ryan a visit on the deck and drinking a beer. And you too, Donna.
Thank you.
You can come also.
Thanks. Steve.
Okay.
We'll be there.
Okay. Now I can't wait to hear about Ted Lasso.
Apple TV. It's 10 episodes. We did 5 of them over the weekend. We'll tell you why we like it as much as we do. That's next.
Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Need a cold coffee with a bold flavor? Dunkin' Cold K-Cup pods were specially crafted for cold coffee. Brew over ice straight out of the Keurig coffee maker for smooth, delicious Dunkin' taste you know and love. Find your next Dunkin' Cold coffee in the roasted coffee aisle.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match 2 of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.